And what's good, everybody? We back.
We back.
Welcome back.
We're a little late on it, but we're doing Inside Out 2.
Hey.
And, but before we do that, I'm Daniel.
I'm Angel.
And I'm Junior.
And this is Gordo. And Gordis. And Gordita.
And today.
I think that's our best intro. We just keep it like that and keep it rolling.
That's a good. That was just a good knee slap too. It was nice and loud.
No, I like that. I like that, Daniel. Don't do it again. And we're gonna be doing a non-spoiler and spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least to the non-spoiler review. Because we're going to let you know if you should watch this in theaters, wait for streaming. I mean, seeing some of the numbers, I think a lot of you have already watched it. But yeah. But hey, we'll let you know.
It's been a minute since we recorded. And we're back.
Yeah.
And I like how we say that, like, after every, like, two or three videos. Yeah. we're back again.
We're back after a hiatus. Hey, you know what's also coming up or has already passed?
What?
Our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah. It hasn't passed yet, but it's coming up.
Are you sure?
That was July 19th?
I was just thinking about that today.
What is it? Honestly, I don't even know.
July 11th Thunder.
July 19th.
Well, is that when we put the video out or is that when we recorded?
I think that's when we recorded. Because the video came out the week of our birthdays.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember it was like we recorded. We're like, welcome to Despov. We'll be back in 3 weeks.
That's true.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
Letter grade.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, beat you to it. Do you have the
pros?
So
I talked to Daniel about it. I kind of know his, but I'm a little disappointed.
Why? What were the pros?
No. I got the.
I'll give you mine.
While we're doing that.
While he pulls up the pros. Mine's an A-.
Mine's an A- as well, I think. I know, it's been a while, but I think it's an A-. It's definitely my top 10. Go check.
I'm definitely going to have to rewatch it again, but it's in a C.
C?
I know, dude. That's what I said.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I said.
Give us the pros right now.
He said number one was better. Number one into that one.
Well, I guess I know it is one.
All right, what are the pros? The pros, the critics.
The pros and cons?
La People
gave it a 91%, the critics.
He's doing it backwards. No, he did it right. I think he said the people as in us, but yeah.
No.
The critics.
And then the audience gave it a 96.
Nice. Yeah, it's a great movie. What about the
motherfuckers at a...
Uh-oh. Ooh, his boss.
At a cinema score gave it a... A.
An A? A solid A?
Solid.
A, yeah.
Okay.
Let me
respect.
Answer this real quick.
You know what? We'll talk more about the movie in depth, like in the spoiler review, but let's get into the MVPs. It's award season, baby. Who are we giving the MVP of Inside Out 2, the best character or actor?
So we're giving it to the character, right?
Yeah, let's fucking do it with the character.
Because I kind of want to bring up the voice actor too, but I'll bring that up later after. It doesn't have to do with the MVP, but it came across my mind. I'm going to give it to Sadness. It was between Sadness or Anxiety.
Okay, well, I was going to give it to Anxiety. Great job.
Anxiety did a great job. Really good job.
I don't like that character at all.
Who's your MVP? I'm not talking about the one you don't like.
I forget. Joy, right?
Joy. Joy's a little annoying happiness. Sometimes.
Sometimes?
I don't know. But hey, you know what?
That's a safe pick.
That's a safe pick. Anxiety is a safe pick too.
Yeah, but Anxiety was like
more complex.
It's a little bit more complex. It's like I think I don't want to spoil it too much, but we'll get into it when, you know, she was doing her whole thing towards the end. And then
we'll spoil it here and then. Just make sure you guys stay watching, you know? Who's your anti MVP? The worst character.
Ennui.
They didn't do a lot. Exactly. Thank you. I'm gonna give it to exactly. This is gonna be a little controversial. I'm gonna give it to Riley's friends, the old friends. Like, come on, bro. She just wants to be popular. She just wants to be liked. Leave her. Come on.
I thought you were gonna give it to Shyness. I'm not gonna lie.
No. Who's Shyness?
The one with the hoodie. Always got shy.
Oh no, that was
shy.
That's embarrassment.
Yeah.
Oh, is that embarrassment?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's embarrassment.
The one that was like flopping around.
No, the big one, the giant, big one? The big one, the angel.
The angel.
So Riley's friends?
Yeah, the old friends though.
Like her middle school friends.
Yeah, the ones that friend. Were like, okay. Riley, come over here. And I'm like, bro, she's trying to make new friends.
Yeah.
You're not even going to the same school.
Two little bitches are leaving her.
Yeah, like you're not even going to the same school, bro. Like, let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah, you're not gonna be friends when you guys are adults. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you, your middle school friends, you're never going to hear from them again.
Lily.
That's wild because I still know like half my middle school friends.
Right, well,
half? Dude.
But then again, I mean, I've known them since middle school or elementary school too.
Yeah, Riley just knew them from middle school because she moved like.
I know that fatty since middle school. Probably sooner.
Yeah. That's true.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Yeah. We'll be talking all about the memes too. The memes for this movie, especially in Spanish.
The Spanish.
I'm deception, and it's just the Mexican national team.
I saw that one, bro. That one just made me laugh a lot. Let's talk about theater experience. I don't know. It's been a while since I watched it in theaters.
My theater was packed. Every single seat was packed.
Yeah, I feel like ours was packed too.
Ours, as in me and Junior, because we went together.
We didn't go together.
We're lying here.
He's just lying.
No, we didn't
go together. We're lying here for the internet.
Oh, okay. We did see the bowls, the special AMC popcorn. Yeah. Jasmine was like, ooh, what's that? Because it had the little cup inside too. And I was like, oh, you just take the cup out and then fill it with popcorn.
What was it?
Oh, it's the emotion thing. It's, you know, where
Yeah,
that's what it was supposed to be. And then you take the...
the core memories.
Yeah, the core memories. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, my theater was packed. And it was packed of kids.
Well, okay. I like that you said it was packed because I want to hear the numbers. Well, let's. You know how much it was made for? Because I don't.
Oh, the budget?
Do you have the budget?
Yeah, yeah. Excuse the way you said that, how much it was made for. Like,
yeah, man. If you guys want to guess how much this movie was made for before he reveals it, put it in the comments below. If not, me and Daniel are about to guess. All right. What's your guess?
Well, 175.
No, I'm going to say 80 million.
80 million?
Yeah.
Daniel was right on the dot.
No!
175.
I finally lost. Oh, my God.
You're always super close, but Daniel actually got it on the dot.
175 million for what?
I know, that's what I said.
Bro, for what? you know what's crazy? Bo Hader and the girl from The Office. What's her name? Mindy. Mindy?
Mindy's the Indian chick.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's her name in The Office.
Yeah, I'm saying her and Bill Hader didn't come back for the roles.
Oh,
they played in Fear.
I got you. Her name is Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, Mindy. Okay, cool. Yeah, a lot of the people from The Office use their real names.
Yeah,
like Creed.
No, in The Office, she's Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah, you're right. It is Mindy. You dumbass. I'm glad everybody saw that. It's on the internet. Anyways, they didn't come back because they weren't getting paid enough for it. You know, like Disney was being cheap. I'm like, bro, $175 million? Like, what the fuck is this budget going towards?
I know.
This is more than a lot of the movies we've reviewed that are live action.
I know. Mm. That's crazy. Yeah. I think it's the most expensive movie of the year. Maybe.
I know.
Up there.
No. Yeah, look that up. I have no idea.
Dune?
Dune was up there.
No, it's probably close. I think Dune was less.
No, there's no way. I'll look it up real quick. No, Dune was probably like 250, 275, 300.
No, not even.
I don't know. 190. Anyways.
190.
Damn, really?
There's
no fucking way.
15 million.
I really want to know how much it costs to animate shit. Because there's crazy. Unless it's all CGI and they're just like, dude, there's no fucking way.
I know. It's crazy. Do you want to know the box office numbers?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Do the opening weekend. Because I go ahead.
Well, I'll just do total for now. So as of this recording right now, the movie's at 550 million. Domestic, 720 million internationally.
Alberga.
So a grand total of $1.2 billion right now.
Fun fact that a lot of people don't know: it's the highest grossing Pixar movie of all time. Do you know what movie beat out? If Incredibles. You guys know, put in the comments below.
Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know? No, Pixar movie. Oh. He already said it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Which one do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I never even watched Incredibles 2.
Exactly, bro. Incredibles 2 was the highest grossing Pixar movie up until...
Ever. Up until now.
Yeah, up until now.
Were they? 1 billion?
Yeah, 1.2 around there. Yeah. So now, Inside Out 2 just beat it 1.2.
Opening weekend was 155 million.
Damn. That's not bad.
For Inside Out 2.
Oh, wow.
For domestic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was also going to tell you, I think it's the first $1 billion movie of the year, no?
It is. Damn. Nothing's come close.
Damn, Dune didn't reach any of that?
No, Dune made like 700 or something like that.
790, I think. Yeah. It was close to 800, I remember.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Sad.
I mean, if you did, I mean, all the summer movies, all the summer movies have been flopping.
Dune would have been a $1 billion movie if it was any other time period.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah. Damn.
Because Furiosa flopped.
Bad Boys did all right, but
Bad Boys did. I mean, but Bad Boys made its money back.
Yeah,
so
that's Bugs Bunny. Should they be go watch this movie?
I think. I mean,
no. at this point, no.
At this point, it's just wait for it to come out in streaming. But definitely watch.
Yeah, watch the movie for sure. I think it's one of the best Pixar movies.
I think so too. I think I have it at like number 6.
I think I have.
It's in my
no
top 10.
No te pases tampoco. It's in my top 10, pero no te pases.
You have it at 10?
Well, that brings us to our sponsor of today's video.
That's
Pop. Eric Gonzalez. He said he was going to sponsor us.
Ah,
shout out to the city.
Shout out, hey, andale! Shout out to the city. The city's paying.
That's all we're gonna.
That's all we can say.
That's all we can say. The city.
The city and our boy Eric is sponsoring us today.
But also, make sure you guys like, comment,
subscribe.
Subscribe to us.
We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you guys don't like watching our videos on YouTube, if you prefer to listen to us at work, on your way to work, while you're cleaning your house, you know, make sure to listen to us there too. And leave us a 5-star review. That really helps a lot, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been coming up on the podcast world a little bit. Hey, I read something that after your 75th episode on podcast, like your numbers started growing astronomically.
Nice.
We're around 800.
No, we're around 20 something because I started podcast this past year.
Okay.
We'll get there.
No, we will, man. Yeah. If we do this consistently.
We have.
Have we?
It's just been a bad month.
Yeah, it's been a bad month.
It's been a bad month.
Yeah. But we'll get back in it. That brings us to the spoiler zone, baby.
Wing. That button's still down.
Yeah, guys, make sure you guys watch it to the very end. We'll be going over the best, the worst, sequels, prequels, anything in between. Talk about
runtime.
Yeah, what would a prequel pacing.
Be?
Huh?
What would a prequel be?
Hey, that's why we bring it up. We talk about everything.
That's for them
to speculate.
Decipher, yeah. I thought the runtime was good.
It was like, what, 2 hours?
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Damn, you remember that shit.
Was it actually?
Yeah, because I always time the movies.
He's got the little speed.
Just like, so I know like where I'm at.
No, I agree with him. I like to see how long a movie is. I like the pacing of the movie. It was really good. I mean, it started off, you know, hot, and then it got even hotter.
Yeah. Hey, there was always something going on.
It was all right. It wasn't bad, actually.
It was all right. That's it.
I mean, it sucks because I watched this movie a month ago, so you know, it was a little bit more fresh.
I mean, once we start talking about it, I feel like...
Yeah, maybe. I watched this first one like a couple days after with... Well, I've already watched it, but like just rewatched it with Jasmine's parents. They were like, oh, should we watch Inside Out 2? I'm like, let's put Inside Out 1, and then we watched it at their house. It was good. I forgot that Sadness was the main villain of the first one.
I'm throwing a flag on that one. I wouldn't say she was a
antagonist.
Villain. She was the villain in Joy's eyes.
No, she was the antagonist.
She was an antagonist, but I would not call her a villain.
Yeah, I guess. Who do you call a villain?
Because I told... Well, it was just...
Her parents?
No, it was just...
Oh, my God, bro! Go ahead.
It was just Joy. It was Joy being like, no, you can't do anything.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty much doing the same thing. No, she was actually letting anxiety do more.
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, trying to let anxiety, like, do more, and then she was like, oh, you're doing a little too much.
Te pases.
Yeah, no what te pases say? Tampoco. No, I forgot, dude, that Riley, like, literally ran away from home in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, that just, like, I was just thinking... in this movie. Is it in this movie? Yeah, right? Yeah, it is in this movie because everybody,
She wants to go back, she does a little, and then
she just starts walking, and then, like, once everything, you know. No, it's not this movie.
It is this movie.
No, because she's in camp. How can she run away if she's in camp?
Oh, no, this movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's
this movie, she,
she goes to camp.
No, she breaks into the coaches.
Yeah, no, she runs away in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she wants to go back home.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. No, dude, I was remembering the first one, and I was like, dude, like, what the hell? Like,
you want to know who I think would have been a really good voice for anxiety?
Who?
Awkwafina.
Why?
Yes. That would have made it so much better.
I think she has that kind of voice. Like, it's a high pitch. Like,
she's very anxious.
No, like, I love Maya Rudolph.
No, also, Maya Hawk.
Okay, my fault.
Maya Rudolph is...
Who's Maya Rudolph? Oh, I know who Maya Rudolph is. It's a comedian from SNL. Maya Hawk. Maya Hawk is... I love Stranger Things.
No, she did a really good job. I just think Awkwafina also has that voice.
Yeah, I see what you mean, though. She would. But she's in everything. I'm glad they gave Maya Hawk.
That would have been way better.
A chance.
I would have given it an A.
You like Awkwafina that much?
No, but she's funny.
I didn't know this guy liked my Awkwafina that much.
I don't like her that much, but she's
got that voice. Yeah. She can pull it off.
Yeah, no, she can. I liked her in...
I do like that the this movie obviously delves into more emotions. And I like how the beginning of the movie they pretty much start the movie off with the not the idea, but they give you the basis of a personality.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what makes someone's personality, all this collection of memories and
everything. And then the personality. So one of their memories becomes like a core, like actual, like branches off, and it becomes their personality. Mm-hmm. And I really loved what this movie, the themes were, was that because she was kept telling herself like, oh, like I'm a good person. And Joy was like, oh, you're a good person, you know. Well, this kind of goes into the end, so I really don't want to talk about the end now.
Just bring it up before you forget.
Well, it's just the whole theme, because me and Jasmine really loved, was that like, you're more than just one thing, right? Like you're more than just being a good person. Even if you do bad things, it doesn't make you a bad person. Yeah. You're a combination of all your actions, and she was a complex person.
At the beginning of the movie, she was one-dimensional.
Yeah.
One-sided. And she realizes that There's more to it than that.
I agree with that. Because there was a scene, I forgot what the scene was, but it was like saying like, oh, you're a good person, you're a good person. And then all the other voices started going like, oh, you're you stole, you did this, you're a bad friend.
It's
you're
when she's having a bad
daughter. Yeah, yeah, you're a bad friend, whatever, you know? But like that makes her all like into one person.
Mm-hmm. And like, I think I told you. So I watched this movie and there was a dad with his two kids.
Yeah.
They were little. They're probably like Kalani's age. When she's having the panic attack, the kid looks at her dad. And it's like, Dad, what's going on? And I was like, oh, espérate. Espérate. Wait till you get your first one.
I'm having one right now.
I'm having one right now, my boy.
Yeah, I'm like, Riley, espérate. No, Riley.
No, but that like it was during that scene when she's having
Since we're talking about that, what was the best moment of this movie for you, for Inside Out? What was the best moment of Inside Out 2 for y'all?
When she hit that second goal.
Like towards the end when she's kicking ass. Bro, no, I saw this TikTok. I'm glad you brought that up. Because somebody was like, yeah, I would be pissed too if I had to run away and they called the foul on me or something like that. Because I think her play or whatever was good. Like she was allowed to do that. Yeah. And she had a breakaway for the third goal and they called the foul on her. And I'm like, yeah, I'd be pissed too. Or something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
I was a hockey.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but.
The second goal. Yeah.
For me, the best part of Inside Out 2 was when Anxiety realized that she messed up.
Oh, and then she was doing
when she's frozen on the on the control panel, and she's like, "I just wanted to help." She's like crying.
Oh, yeah. No, because it's true. Because that's how anxiety be, bro. I'm glad you guys have these touchy moments. Because for me, the best moment of Inside Out 2 is every time nostalgia came back, and then Joey or whoever would be like, "No, you're way too early. Yeah, too early for this." Yeah. And yeah, I thought that's
crazy that she already has that emotion.
No, I think it was just a bit.
That's the old lady that comes out.
No, I think she has all the emotions, but they're locked away. Like anxiety and all that was there. Yeah, suppressed.
Well, we did see the fucking.
We're suppressed emotions. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like, we have that. Like, okay, let me ask you guys. Which emotion do you think is the most, like, out of your control board, let's say?
My control.
What?
Out of my control.
Yeah, like, out of all your emotions, let's say, that, you know, you've got all these emotions in your head. Which one has the strongest hold on that fucking board?
Oh. For me, I think joy, happiness.
Happiness?
It used to be anxiety. Yeah. I used to have panic attacks like a motherfucker, but I controlled it. Now it's suppressed.
So the one you control the most is happiness?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
People tell me I'm a pretty happy person.
I think I'd say the same.
Happiness? Joy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean really? I'm like,
I see you be depressed, you're always
fucking mad, bro.
No, yeah.
I would probably say fear.
Depression.
What are you scared about?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think fear and anxiety go hand in hand.
Yeah,
scared of getting deported.
No, just like it's just the constant overthinking.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like when anxiety introduces herself, and then she's going over all these things, and fear is like, oh yeah, we're gonna get along fine.
I remember that. Who in our lives do you think has anger
as an emotion?
Yeah.
Lupito.
No, I was going to say Lupito.
Yeah. 100%.
Lupito or Jose sometimes too. Hector también.
No, Jose all the time.
Hector. Hector?
I haven't said that in a minute. Jose's probably anger and ennui.
I don't know what the fuck on we was. Dude, it's hotter than a motherfucker. Our AC is broken.
I'm sorry. Well, you guys are the ones that want to do this at 6 o'clock.
I know, but I thought you were going to ventilate this place.
There's no way to vent. If you open the door, it's hotter outside than it is in here.
Yeah, but air come in.
No.
It's hotter.
There is air.
Okay, yeah. With the freaking blinds closed.
It is what it is. What's the worst scene for y'all?
The worst scene for me?
Yeah.
It's probably when she breaks in.
Oh, into the into worst scene, the, like worst scene, like it shouldn't be there. Worst scene that you were. Like,
I just thought there was gonna be more consequences.
Well, to her actions.
Yeah, yeah. To her actions.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, mine was a breakaway, where she had the goal and then they called the foul on it. I'm like, those bitches, bro. They don't know the rules of hockey. Like, what the fuck are we doing, bro? Like, she had that goal.
Why are you going to camp to learn? If we're not going to learn.
Yeah. Huh. I'm like, bro, like, she's out here. She's your best player. She just scored 2 goals, you know? You're going to fucking, like, say that she's bad because she's not a deemed player, bro? When you're that good? Oh, yes.
What do you think the third movie is going to be? Do you think it's going to be...
There's a third
movie? Are we
getting
a third?
Oh, my God. Are we getting a third? Yeah. 1.2 billion? It's like, I don't know, man.
Well, we didn't get a third Incredibles.
It took, like, 25 years for the first...
That's true.
But even this took almost 8 years.
Yeah.
Came out, like, 2016? 2014? 2015?
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
15.
Damn.
Yeah, 9 years.
I think we get a trilogy. I think it gets the Toy Story treatment.
Did we get like her grown up now?
I think Third movie is
maybe her getting married.
No, her in high school.
Maybe her meeting a boyfriend or something.
Okay, so if we do a third movie, do we do it towards the end of high school or
sophomore junior year? Yeah, when she's got SATs, like junior year is probably your most important year.
Yeah.
Plus, like love, introduce love. You know, amore.
Horniness.
No,
Riley.
So you think she's going through that anxiety? Oh, I guess we already went through anxiety. Yeah. But like.
More anxiety. Maybe we bring a bigger anxiety. And she's like, what the fuck?
This is where we bring Aquafina in.
Third movie, anxiety actually just kills Joy.
It's like, I told you, bitch.
It's over.
It's over.
Maybe no prequels. I don't think this is...
Dude, a prequel is literally the first movie where she's born.
I do want to bring this up before we start wrapping this shit up. Where does this compare to Pixar sequels?
So
like Toy Story 2, yeah, Monster University, Incredibles 2, Cars 2, Ratatouille 2, Return of the Rat, Ratatouille.
Return of la Rata. I think it's the best sequel.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too. Oh, no, you know what though? Toy Story 2. I think
Toy
I got
Toy Story 2 is a fucking banger.
Banger, though. Bro. Banger. It's like my top five.
It is in my top five, actually. Ah, man.
That's why I think Toy Story 2, Inside Out 2.
Are we counting Pixar 2?
Yeah, we're counting Pixar. Yeah, Pixar sequels.
That's what we literally
Pixar sequels. So we're talking about Toy Story 2, Inside Out 2, Cars 2.
Well, obviously Cars 2.
Finding Dory.
I'm going to say it.
Finding Dory.
Dory is a banger, too.
Dory is a banger, too.
I don't like Dory. That's why it's probably...
I probably put this one at like five.
Damn, that's hard.
In sequels?
For sequels? That's crazy.
Toy Story 2.
Honestly, I have no
Incredibles
idea. Toy Story 2, and then Dory, and then whatever the fuck everything else.
Okay, so for me, it would be Toy Story 2, Inside Out 2, Dory, Incredibles 2, and then Cars 2.
Is there another sequel out there somewhere?
Also, Cars 2, isn't that the one where he like turns into a spy?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with any of the stories. That's dead last in my Pixar. No, good dinosaur.
Yeah, I put that one.
Oh, that's crazy. That's wild.
A Bug's Life 2.
I imagine 20 years later, more.
It's
25.
Like 40 at this point.
The hell?
I just really like this kind of movie because it
makes
it
you think.
Makes you think.
Are you a bad person or are they a bad person? No, it does. It makes you think of what a good person is and what makes a person who they are.
I wonder when Hater's going to show up.
Who?
Hater. Hater. A new emotion. Who are you?
When's Instigator come?
I'm not a hater.
I am. Imagine that's a Joy is like, I'm not a hater. She's like, what? Don't worry, I am. She's like, new emotion appears.
That'd be funny.
Hilarious.
I don't think Daniel knows the meme we're referencing, but.
No, I understand. What new emotions would be in the sequel?
Horny, Amor.
What?
Horny, Amor.
I think they would call it Amor instead of Love, just to give it a little bit spice. And it'd be a little Latin guy. Like, there'll be a Latin.
Yeah, it would be a Latin guy.
Yeah, you fucking racist motherfucker.
With the little guitar?
Yeah, like with a Spanish accent or something.
Bro.
Dude,
like,
I swear, if they take this idea from us,
it'd be like,
Clipper chat.
Yeah, clip it. Andres Barreras, whatever his name is.
Antonio Banderas?
Is
that his name?
Yeah, Antonio
I think.
Banderas?
Yeah.
The Spanish guy?
Yeah. I just know him from Spy Kids.
I just know he's Mexican.
I know him from Zorro.
I know. I just play. I know him from Zorro too.
Me, honestly. I just know him from Uncharted.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
His worst movie, probably.
Uncharted.
All right, guys. Well, all right. Well, that was our review of Inside Out 2. Let us know down below. Oh, you know who we didn't even talk about?
What?
Envy.
No, there's no point.
He's like, yeah, my kid. All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Inside Out 2. Let us know down below, where does this rank among your Pixar movies? Do you think we deserve a trilogy? And are you going to watch this movie at home or at theaters? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.
Deuces.